This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Upon witnessing the miraculous signs of Prophet Musa, signs that were obviously proof that he was truly a messenger from Allah, and that the Pharaoh was a fraud, a liar, the Pharaoh only descended into further arrogance and scheming, insisting that a duel was necessary. Prophet Musa accepted the challenge on condition that it was conducted in full view of the people. He said, مَوْعِدُكُمْ يَوْمُ الزِّينَةِ وَأَنْ يُحْشَرَ النَّاسُ ضُحَى. Your appointment is on the day of the festival, and let the people assemble at mid-morning. There is a public opinion that Prophet Musa wants to influence. Nothing must obscure that duel. فَتَوَلَّى فِرْعَوْنُ فَجَمَعَ كَيْدَهُ ثُمَّ أَتَى. So the Pharaoh went away, Allah said. He put together his plan, and then he came. Before the duel began, with Musa and his brother on one side of the arena and thousands of magicians on the other side, and overseen by the Pharaoh, Musa offered one final word of warning to the magicians, reminding them of a stable sunnah ilahiyya, a divine law of Allah Almighty in the universe that does not and cannot change. قَالَ لَهُمْ مُوسَى. Moses said to the magicians, وَيْلَكُمْ. Woe to you. لَا تَفْتَرُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا. Do not invent a lie against Allah. فَيُسْحِتَكُمْ بِعَذَابٍ. Or he will exterminate you with a punishment. وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ افْتَرَى. And he who lies has failed. This is a timeless rule that soothes the heart of those lied against and reassures them that the path of lies and manipulation and deception is a steep path to failure. Imam ibn al-Qayyim, he said, وَقَدْ ضَمِنَ سُبْحَانَهُ أَنَّهُ لَا بُدَّ أَنْ يَخِيبَ أَهْلُ الْإِفْتِرَاءِ وَلَا يَهْدِيَهُمْ وَأَنَّهُ يَسْحَتَهُمْ بِعَذَابِهِ. Allah has guaranteed that the people of lying must fail, and that He will not guide them, but will uproot them. What are the categories of lies which this principle encompasses? To list but a few, to forge a lie against Allah. Examples of this include those who dare issuing Islamic verdicts without being licensed to do so. They possess a following, perhaps, and his viewers or her viewers have given them a false sense of legitimacy, encouraging him or her to announce, "Ask me your questions." Allah Almighty, He said, وَلَا تَقُولُوا لِمَا تَصِفُ أَلْسِنَتُكُمُ الْكَذِبَ هَذَا حَلَالٌ وَهَذَا حَرَامٌ لِتَفْتَرُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبِ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَفْتَرُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبَ لَا يُفْلِحُونَ. Do not falsely declare with your tongues. This is lawful and this is unlawful. Fabricating lies against Allah. Indeed, those who fabricate lies against Allah will never succeed. And that is why Imam Malik would also say, مَنْ أَجَابَ فِي مَسْأَلَةٍ فَيَنْبَغِي قَبْلَ الْجَوَابِ أَنْ يَعْرِضَ نَفْسَهُ عَلَى الْجَنَّةِ وَالنَّارِ وَكَيْفَ خَلَاصُهُ ثُمَّ يُجِيبُ. Whoever answers a question should first consider presenting themselves before heaven and hell, and then provide their response. And this is why our predecessors were never afraid of exercising the Islamic practice of saying, I don't know, because they'd recognize that any Islamic answer, whether in aspects of worship, finance, or family life, or their likes, is in fact a signature on behalf of Allah and His Messenger. And therefore realize that every opinion of yours, every lecture, every post, every comment that wasn't the product of astute understanding of revelation, grounded knowledge, genuine sincerity is a forged signature. In such case, remember, وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ افْتَرَى. And he who has lied has failed. A second category of lying is to forge a lie against the people. People's motives for giving intentionally false information vary. Some do it in pursuit of fame and amassing a viewership. They know that hype and sensationalism sells. Some do so for a financial return. Some forge lies during a dispute with a colleague at work to retain a position. Some do so out of sheer envy. Some do so against family members to harm them and to save themselves. Others perhaps do so towards an ex-spouse in order to maximize harm, whether financial or reputational or in child custody proceedings. Whatever the reason may be, the Quranic principle is a generic one and spells out an identical outcome each and every time. وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ افْتَرَى. And he who has lied has failed. I wish to share with you three accounts. The first of them, a contemporary writer shares an account that he witnessed. He says that the perpetrator narrates, in my teenage years, I had fallen out with a fellow student who was excelling academically, and so motivated by spite, I decided to sabotage his future. On one morning, I arrived early at school with marijuana, which I and some friends occasionally used. I discreetly placed it in the other student's bag. Then I subtly suggested to a friend to inform the authorities about a supposed drug dealer on the school premises. Everything unfolded as I had planned. Ever since that day, I have been plagued by the consequences of my injustice. 2 years ago, I was in a car accident that resulted in the loss of my right arm, and driven by guilt, I went to the student's house to seek forgiveness. However, he rejected my apology, and he explained how my actions had irrevocably harmed his reputation and alienated him from his family. He confided that he prays every night for my downfall, and he has lost everything because of me. It seems his prayers were heard, as I was involved in yet another car accident, leaving me paralyzed and bound to a wheelchair. He said, "Despite my current sufferings, my deepest fear is what lies beyond this life. I constantly wonder about the reckoning that awaits me with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." How true were the words of Allah Almighty when he said, "وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنِ افْتَرَىٰ," and he who lies has failed. The second account I wish to share with you this time pertains to a university lecturer who had been divorced twice. She said, "My story with injustice happened 7 years ago. After my second divorce, I wanted to marry a cousin of mine who was already happily married with 5 children. And so to achieve so, I conspired with another cousin of mine who also wanted to marry the wife of the husband that I wanted. We wanted to forge a lie against the wife, accusing her of unfaithfulness to her husband. We launched our smear campaign amidst the family, and with the passage of just a little bit of time, their relationship fell apart and ended with divorce. A year later, the lady whom we had defamed remarried a man of high status. And as for the man I desired, he married a different woman. And so both me and my cousin who conspired did not achieve our goal. We, however, reaped something else, the bitter fruits of our lies. I have now been diagnosed with leukemia. Whilst my cousin was fried to death after having made contact with a live electrical wire, along with another man who had provided us with the false statement to support our lies against that innocent woman, he also died. She said, "All of this happened within just 3 years of the incident." How true is the promise of Allah, "وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنِ افْتَرَىٰ," and he who lies has failed. As for the third account, this will be one that you are familiar with. It is unfolding in Palestine. There has been a consistent pattern to Israel's behavior since its creation 75 or so years ago. Every politician and establishment journalist is pretending that they cannot see what is staring them in the face. There is a collective and willful refusal to join the dots even when they point in one direction only. The Zionist project and its representatives from the day of inception till today's onslaught on Gaza is based on lies, lies against Allah Almighty and lies against the people. As for the lies against Allah Almighty, they include that he allegedly was sorry for having created the sons of Ishmael, i.e. the Arabs, or the lie against him that the Goyim or non-Jews were born only to serve the people of Israel. Apparently they have no place in this world, as one rabbi he said, and that they need to die, but God gives them longer lives to serve like donkeys for them. Or the lie that God instructs the killing of men and women and children and infants and cattle and sheep and camels and donkeys of the enemy, a verse from the Hebrew Bible publicly invoked by Netanyahu before his assault on Gaza. As for the lies against the people, as Chris Hedges, he said, Israel was founded on lies. The lie that Palestinian land was largely unoccupied, as promoted by British author Israel Zangwill 120 years ago when he repeated the slogan that Palestine was apparently a land without a people for a people without a land. And after realizing that this was simply not true, that there were blossoming and vibrant communities in Palestine, Zangwill parted company with the founders of Zionism and was labeled therefore a traitor in 1913 by the Zionists. The lie that 750,000 Palestinians fled their homes and villages during the ethnic cleansing by Zionist militias in 1948 because they were told to do so by Arab leaders. the lie that it was Arab armies that started the 1948 war that saw Israel seize 78% of historic Palestine. The lie that Israel faced annihilation in 1967, forcing it to invade and occupy the remaining 22% of Palestine, as well as land belonging to Egypt and Syria. The lie that minimized the number of Palestinian agricultural communities that they had destroyed, where there were in fact more than 500 wiped away from the face of the earth by Israeli bulldozers and army sappers. The lie that Israel respects the rule of law and human rights. The lie that it is exclusively Hamas who are targeted in aerial strikes, though arriving paramedics find nothing but piles of civilians and corpses of mostly women and children. The claim that the Al-Ahli Baptist Hospital attack that killed over 500 in a single strike was a Palestinian rocket that caused it. Or the claim that Ashifa Hospital was a cover for the military operation of Hamas, using the facility apparently as a command and control center to store weapons and hold hostages. And despite this being debunked by the Washington Post and the BBC of all people and others, the IDF nevertheless proceeded to besiege and to starve its patients for days. They sniped them through the windows. They raided the hospital. They bombed sections of it. And they withdrew and now refuse to comment on what exactly was achieved. The lie that the Palestinians have been faking their own deaths and injuries. The lie when they promise an investigation into their crimes, like the assassination of Shireen Abu Aqla, which the world now knows are a sham and delay tactics. The lie that Israel will ever support a Palestinian state. The lie that Israel is an outpost of Western civilization in a sea of barbarism there in the Middle East. The lies are so intense that Nicolas Sarkozy, former president of France, turned to Barack Obama in a G20 summit, and unaware that a nearby microphone was recording him, he said, "Netanyahu, I cannot stand him. He's a liar." Meanwhile, Israel's prime minister himself, Benjamin Netanyahu, is currently considering lie detector tests for his own security cabinet. Israel, therefore, is sustained by lies. It knows that it does not need to explain its lies. And in the words of Chris Hedges, children killed by Israelis become children caught in crossfire. The bombing of residential districts with dozens of dead and wounded becomes a surgical strike on a bomb-making factory. The destruction of Palestinian homes becomes the demolition of the homes of terrorists. But finally, the world is breaking free from the Zionist trap and manipulation. No longer can they obscure these lies through intimidation and bullying tactics, as it now dawns on the world that you cannot be both colonial and liberal. You cannot be a Jewish supremacist and democratic. You cannot be a secular and a fanatic. You cannot be oppressive and peaceful. You cannot be an apartheid state and humane. As deception unravels, and the lie finally is catching up with the liar, the promise of Allah Almighty is coming into full effect. وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ افْتَرَى. And he who lies has failed. I conclude by taking you back to the beginning of this piece. Prophet Musa and Harun accepted the Pharaoh's duel, despite being all alone, with their only condition being that it was conducted in full view of the people. Now, up until this point, the Pharaoh had succeeded in hiding his lies from the public. But when the duel happened, his deception was laid bare for the first time ever, uncovering what Musa and Harun had always known. This is what infuriated him. He had been publicly exposed. The sorcery of his magicians that he'd used to control his people was a fraud, and his claims of supremacy were propaganda. So, blinded by rage, he embarked on an all-out witch hunt for the believers, calling for a final solution. It was this arrogant reaction that fast-tracked the Pharaoh's undoing, and within a few days after this duel, it had driven him and his army to their end. The parallels, therefore, are unmissable. Palestine, the true inheritors of Prophet Musa, also accepted the challenge of the settler. Despite standing alone, abandoned by all, and despite it being a duel that was imposed upon it, for the first time, however, social media has made public what Palestinians had always known. The lies and manipulation of the Zionists that they'd hid for decades via a very well-oiled propaganda machine are now laid bare before the world. The world has now seen the trickery of the magicians. The pharaohs of today are in fact a fraud, and the world is choosing a path with truth and justice. So driven by rage and bloodlust, they've gone after the entire Gaza population. This is fast-tracking their undoing and will be marked in the books of history as the turning point in Palestine's quest for freedom.